This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Today is Prophetic Tuesday, one of my most enjoyable times of the entire week, when I get to share prophetic words over individuals that may be listening or may be listening to a replay throughout this day or throughout this evening. But we're broadcasting live here at 10 o'clock Central Daylight Time on BPN Radio, live from our studios in Austin, Texas, now in our 27th month of broadcasting here on BPN Internet Radio, calling America to pray. And today we are calling America to pray for those who need a word from the Lord. Because I've discovered over the years that one word from God can change your life forever. So we are here today, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, keeping the fire burning on the altar. Each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord, watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do." Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you're listening today. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. So it's time to pray, America, and it's time for Prophetic Tuesday, so don't go away. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today on this Tuesday. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive today, knowing that one word from God can change our lives forever. And so we just pray today that your will, plan, and purpose be done in this broadcast today, on this program today, in Jesus' name. We're going to prophesy, so I want us to get ready. And remember, if you received a prophetic word in the last few weeks, your words are posted by going to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Go to the left of the page.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I love to hear the voice of God.
I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, good to have you listening on Prophetic Tuesday. We're going to call on the name of the Lord today. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And remember, I just feel such a special anointing here on this Tuesday, first Tuesday in April. And, I just love to get prophetic words. 1985, Gene and I began to travel across America, different parts of the world, leading prayer and calling people, churches to pray. As we did that, the Holy Spirit would begin to speak to us. It was just amazing. And as I began to give prophetic words, I never asked for a prophetic anointing. The Holy Spirit just released it in me. And I began to work with other prophetic voices. And everybody that prophesies is not a prophet, but all prophets prophesy. And I love to give individual words. And what an opportunity that I have on BPN Radio every Tuesday. I know I can't get to everybody, but whether I call your name or not, you must understand that the Holy Spirit can give you a word. Even when I speak a word over somebody else, you may say, "I believe that is a word for me." And boy, the power the power of the prophetic word is just amazing. And of course, I've received quite a few testimonies lately of the words that I've been given over people and how they've been blessed. I got this message from one of my spiritual daughters, Callie Hargraves, who, by the way, hosts the program every Wednesday here on BPN Radio, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And someone was asking her about the prophetic. She said, you've come too late to tell me that God does not speak to his kids about their future. She wrote a note about myself and one of my prophetic sons, Don Couch, has an incredible prophetic anointing. He lives in Tulsa, Broken Arrow to be specific. And she talks about how we started prophesying over their kids when they were very young. And she said Dale prophesied over Ray Lynn at the age of 9 that she would be a famous country and western singer, and many other prophecies that have come to pass over our kids. And some we're still waiting on, but they will come to pass. And she talked about how Don had given prophetic words, Don Couch. And so I gave this word over Callie's daughter, Rachel Lynn Woodward, who now goes by the name of Ray Lynn. And Ray Lynn, her songs have been going to the top of the chart. She has a brand new album out. And I have followed her career for a long time, since she was a little girl. And when she first went on The Voice, she called me and said, would you pray for me every time that I appear on The Voice? And so I would pray for her. And when she was on the Grand Ole Opry for the first time, I went there and was with her and pray for her on a regular basis. My spiritual granddaughter, her name is Ray Lynn, and she has a brand new album out called Wild Horse. And I'm going to play one of her songs, which is a fulfillment of the prophetic words that I gave over her several years ago. This one is called Praying for Rain, that I'm going to be back to share prophetic words over a lot of people today. But the prophetic word that I gave over Ray Lynn has come to pass. Just want to let you know that one word from God can change your life forever.
I plant my seeds in these dirt roads. I see myself in these corner roads.
This world's gonna ever get the best.
Okay, that's a new recording by my spiritual granddaughter, Ray Lynn. And I had lunch with her and her husband the other day, and she said, Papa Dale, when are you going to have me on your radio program? I said, well, I've been trying to get you on for a long time, but she's very, very busy. You can buy her new album on iTunes. It's called Wild Horse. And also one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland, he sings one of the songs with her called Young. Anyhow, one word from God. Just an example that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I'm going to pray for some people today that have sent in their name. You're on Prophetic Tuesday. And if I give you a prophetic word, remember, it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. You know, sometimes I give people prophetic words that may not have anything to do with what is going on now, or maybe something in their thought pattern. But there's a lot of things that God is doing in our lives that we have not discovered and that we may not know. And sometimes there is, God gives a missing link. I don't know how he works, but I just know that a word from God is not a chapter and it is not a book. It's just a word. And the Bible said, in thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. And so let me say to you that you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. You have to receive it by your spirit, and you have to receive it by faith, because your mind may war against you and say, no, you can't do that. You can't have that. You can't be that. But if you will receive it, if you receive with your spirit, you don't have to receive a prophecy. You're not forced to receive a prophecy, but a prophecy reveals opportunities. And if you believe that it can happen, I mean, it's amazing what God can do. And I prophesied over thousands and thousands of people the past 30-something years, and just had all these testimonies of what happens in people's lives. Here's somebody that sent me I wrote this down, I believe, today. She said, I want to thank you for the word you gave by the Spirit. So on point and timely. I'm grateful for you, your family, and your ministry. God bless you. And here's another one that said, thank you for my word, Mr. Gentry. It was absolutely spot on. This is always encouraging. So I'm going to prophesy today, and I'm just going to get started here. And if you get a word, write it down and speak it. It's only a word, but God will enlarge it, expand it, cause you to go places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you've never said, meet people you've never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. And it's just amazing what can happen. And so I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you'd anoint me, your servant. Always when I get ready to minister, somebody said, when do you fast? I fast before I get ready to minister. I'm fasting and praying, and my focus is there. And, you know, my stomach is churning because of the opportunity that I have, but also the responsibility that I have to minister into people's lives. And Father, I just ask that you anoint me, your servant, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And so I'm going to call your first name, and I'm going to give you the letter of your last name, so I can keep your prophetic word as personal as possible. And if you have sent in your name on my Facebook page and I've not called your name yet, I'm prophesying every week, and eventually I'm going to get to you. Here's a word for BKSJ. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has given you ownership in your region. He's given you great favor. And the enemy would like to put borders around you and keep you hemmed in. But I declare that boundaries have been set up by your own mind or by man. I declare in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that these boundaries have been broken. And any day now, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to step into a whole new dimension of blessing and prosperity and opportunity that has been created by your faithfulness to serve there in the territory that God has placed you in. But God is enlarging your territory. He's enlarging your borders. And Alohesia P, I hear the Holy Spirit saying your hunger and passion for God has attracted you to Him. He is ready and waiting to give you the desires of your heart. A most unusual and prosperous season is coming your way. And God is a miracle-working God, and He's not run out of miracles concerning you and your future. Your passion has attracted the Holy Spirit. Greg and Tara, I hear the Holy Spirit saying God is placing you in the right company with right companions to expand and enlarge those things which God has placed in your heart. He is positioning both of you for a major breakout, redefining and realigning you with the proper people, the proper company for this next season of your lives and ministry. When Gene and I were willing to take a step of faith and move into a new territory with a new company in 1985, suddenly God took us out of just a mass of people, ministers, and began to place us in places that we never dreamed of. And so that one transition into the proper company, I hear the Holy Spirit saying with you, Craig and Tara, is going to position you for an incredible breakout in your life. Sometimes we are bound by a company of people that think small or do not recognize our giftings. There are certain people, certain companies, certain people groups that do not recognize our who we are. And so I declare that God is at work. That's a word for some of you as well. It's for Craig and Tara. I pray over you, Brian K. I declare that you are not a 9-to-5 guy. You are a man of great adventure. God is expanding your horizons, connecting you to those who have a dream but can't get started. There's some people that have a dream, but they simply can't get started. They need a pioneer spirit like yours and that you have been gifted with to help them get started. So I hear the starting whistle blowing and the starting gun being fired and the gate opening. And there are those that are going to run with you because you definitely are a runner. Carol M., I pray for you, woman of God. You have I declare by the Holy Ghost that you have a special ministry with those who have been caught up in deception, particularly those who've aligned themselves with wrong relationships, different cultures, and inordinate mixtures. And you're going to be able to minister to these, and God's going to give you special insight concerning the way that different religions and different cultures work with, and you're going to bring people out of deception. Deception is a terrible thing. I remember many years ago ministering in London. I was getting ready to go out. I was ministering in the heart of London in the summertime, and I heard the Holy Spirit say these words. I was in a little room off of the platform, off of the stage, and I wrote these words in my Bible: deception runs deep. And people that are deceived don't know they're deceived because it's deception. But you're going to help people, Carol M., break out of deception that is leading them into major bondages causing them to be led astray, some of them never getting back. Laura T., someone's careless actions, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, have caused you a lot of grief. You'll be able to come out on the other side without major difficulties, but you're walking somewhat of a tightrope right now, and because of somebody's careless actions and wrong choices, I declare that God is teaching you through this, and it's going to be an incredible life-learning lesson, but the Lord is with you. He is holding your right hand, and He's not going to let go of it. Narissa V. I hear the Holy Spirit saying incredible favor with those who give you a place on the ground floor of their business, their company, or their corporation. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't despise these days of small beginnings. So God is setting it up. I call it a Holy Ghost setup. Donnie and Tammy S. I see the two of you helping other couples work together in harmony in business for the harvest we're entering into this year. There is no greater component in business than for a husband and a wife who can work together in harmony. And so many times in years past, you've relied on another type of partner, business partner, to help you fulfill what God has put in your heart. And so many of these have not worked out in your favor. But as the two of y'all work together in harmony, you're going to find tremendous reciprocation. Tremendous fruit is going to be on the vine that's coming your way. And you're going to begin to teach other husbands and wives how to work in harmony and business together. And as you work together, you're going to pray. As you pray together, you're going to be receiving revelation. You're going to teach, instruct many. I bless the two of y'all in the name of Jesus. A. Loris S.P. A. Loris S.P. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there are different options in your pathway. And I declare there should be no double-mindedness in your life. You are a very great aggressive person, one who is not intimidated, but sometimes there seems to be so many opportunities that are coming your way, it seems to be mind-boggling. And the option that seems impossible, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, is the one. And you are not to be afraid. Remember that strong confidence is a major attribute of your life. And so that strong confidence in your God and in the giftings and abilities that He's placed in your life is going to take you into a major forum that's going to be fruitful not only for you, but for other members of your family. George A., I hear the Holy Spirit saying incredible opportunities are coming your way through major trades during this season. The ability to know what to offer and when to offer it and how much to buy something, purchase something. This is a great day of trading, bartering, and the Holy Spirit is working magnificently in you. Barbara P., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, pitch your tent in the middle of your passion. Pitch your tent in the middle of your passion, and there will be an abundant supply in days to come, not only for you and your family, but for many other families as well. In Jesus' name. So I bless you right now. Allison K., that prophetic pictures anointing is resting upon you. As you begin to minister to individuals, you'll begin to see a picture of what's happening or going to happen in their life. As you begin to minister to them, you'll say, I'm receiving a picture. And you'll begin to describe what's going on in their life pictorially. I call it pictorial prophecies. One day you'll lead a prophetic company of artists who will be able to paint prophetic paintings for individuals. And as that individual comes to them, the Holy Spirit will come upon that particular artist, and he'll be able to paint a prophetic word for them. Jeannie L., I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare that your place of influence in the public sector, as well as the private sector, is growing, with many old money people attaching themselves to you as a result of your wisdom and the trust that you have built for decades. And God has positioned you at the gates of your neighborhood to be a voice of influence in their lives, as well as helping them with financial investments. So I bless you right now. Jeannie L., in Jesus' name. And Sharon D., I declare the Holy Spirit is recalibrating your relationships. It's your choice. There are some things you don't need to continue to pray about. And sometimes we pray so long. Jesus said, watch and pray. That means there needs to be an attachment to our prayers. Some people pray so long about something that confusion enters in. And we know that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. So God is giving you clarity. And sometimes when we know what to do, there is an element of faith to take that step of faith. And so there's so many, many people that have received so many, many prophetic words, but they have become stagnated. They become stagnated with so many words, and so many words that they have received over the years has brought a lot of confusion to their lives. And so they're still looking for another word to confirm the word that they already have. Now, I do believe in confirmation. If you receive a prophecy, then you need to have that prophetic word confirmed by those who may be giving spiritual oversight to you. Janie Marie M. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare that out of your pain, out of the difficult times of your life, there's coming an incredible compassion to reach out to people and to pray for people, particularly praying for people in the spirit. And so I declare in Jesus' name that God is at work in your life. Helen W., the Spirit of God is coming upon you, and you're going to minister deliverance to people that are bound by the powers of darkness. And there's going to be incredible, radical manifestations as you pray for them in Jesus' name. And Philip, I pray for you. I declare that God is using your creativity in a major way. I declare that God has given you an entrance into the sports world. I even hear you calling or being an anchor for athletic events, and your description of different athletic events are going to make you quite marketable because of the ability to describe things with your words. That's one reason I love radio so much. People have to concentrate on what is being said. And people that's able to paint a picture with their words are going to be in demand. That's you. That's you, Philip, in Jesus' name. And I just pray over you, Bridget KG. I pray over you. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that the buzzword for you is focus. No distractions. You focus on those things that God has placed in your hand. Because every one of us have a special anointing, special giftings that God has placed in our hands. And we just need to walk in that in Jesus' name. And Vincente L., in the name of Jesus, I declare that you're going from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder. The hand of God is working in you mightily. And I pray over you, Corey. C-C-R. Wow, you have a long name there. Corey C-C-R. Yes, Corey. I declare in Jesus' name that you are moving out at the head of the pack. Sometimes we can just be. Have you ever seen a race start? Maybe a 5K or a 10K, and everybody starts out by themselves, and they're just a whole cluster of people. But then after the race begins to get going, then you find that certain people are starting to take the lead and other people are going to get out in front. So I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you that you have been running in a group of people that you feel have felt quite secure with. But there just comes a day that you need to break out. That's what Breakout Radio is all about. And breakthrough is where you run through a troop. But breakout is where you get over a wall. When you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. And so I declare over you, Corey, CCR, that you're going to break out of the pack. And you're going to begin to move forward and do remarkable things. Remember that a prophet is not without honor except in his or her own country. And I just believe that the spirit of familiarity has become so prevalent with people around you that it's very difficult for them to see you of who you really, really are. And I pray over Lynn N.W. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, why not you? There's other people that have passed on opportunities. And they said, no, I don't have time for that. I can't do for that. Some people are like, they receive a talent or a gifting and they go out and bury it. You know, Jesus talked about that. And he said that to one was given five talents and another, two talents, another one talent. And the one that with one talent, he just went and buried it. And when the master came and said, where's your talent? He said, well, I was just afraid. I was just afraid. And wow, some people are just, they're afraid. So you cannot be afraid. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's breaking you out into a whole new dimension in Jesus' name, breaking you out. And you're not going to fear. You're not going to hide that talent. No. So in Jesus' name, I bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And Tony W., I declare that you are an incredible writer. I release that writing gift in you. You know, Paul said, I long to see you that I may release some gift in you. And I have a prophesied ministry over thousands of people where I just saw a certain gift in them. And release that. I've had people that couldn't play piano. I just saw them playing the piano. There's a word of release and so forth and so on. So, Tony, I declare that you are an incredible writer, and I just release that gift now in you, in Jesus' name. And Alton and Helen S., it's the greatest season of your lives. I declare in the name of the Lord that you're going to take many trips internationally, and you're going to have the greatest relationships and friendships that you will have ever encountered are going to be people that you really don't even know at this present time. And Jeannie R., I bless you now in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, stand still, see the glory of God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If he will not do what he has promised to do, because he is a promise keeper and not a promise breaker. And I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit say that you're not to try to fix things in your family. Sometimes you take on far more responsibility for family members than you should. There comes a time that a family member needs to be released to stand alone, allow God to help them. And so I just hear the Lord saying he's lightening your ship emotionally so that you can function and rest in a way that you have not been able to rest in days gone by. Joanne P., the Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. And if he is for you, then who can be against you? And these adversities that have come your way did not come to stay. I declare they've only come for a season, but God is working on your behalf, and he is fighting on your behalf. He is not only Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, but he is Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our banner, our warrior, our rear guard. And so I declare in Jesus' name that during this season of spiritual warfare, that God is with you, working in your life. And Rhonda K, I declare the hand of the Lord is upon you. The anointing of God is upon you to prophesy and to preach. And God is bringing you into a major company of those of like faith. He's bringing you into that major company where your giftings are going to be recognized, and there will be a team of ladies that you will be a part of that will work together, and they will recognize your giftings. It's just going to be quite amazing. Annis F., I declare that your gift of hospitality is bringing you great dividends. Your gift of hospitality is bringing you great dividends. And I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. And I'm asking God to bless you in Jesus' name. Well, we're having a great time. This is BPN Radio, and this is Prophetic Tuesday. And what an awesome time we're having. And I thank you for leaving your name on my Facebook page. And wow, God bless you for listening today. This is BPN Radio. I'm going to get me a drink of water. I'll be right back. We're continuing to pray, hearing the voice of God here on BPN on Prophetic Tuesday.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world.
I love to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the living God. One word from God can change your life forever. And I'm thankful for those of you that have left your name on my Facebook page. I want to continue to minister to some people that I have your names. Jim W., God is creating new revenue for you, new revenue to invest in the kingdom of God and to invest in additional businesses. I declare that God has is sharing with you that you are a multicultural person, and He is working in your life, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And I just declare today that you are to be calling for a harvest on the many seeds that you have sown. Also see you recording albums for people that are quite famous, and great revenue is coming there. I pray for you, Sherry, S-C-H-E-R-R-I-E-M-B-D. MBJ. Boy, that's a long one. Sherry MBJ. Yep, the Lord is calling your name. The ability to hear the voice of God is quite remarkable. And you're going to be able to hear the voice of God like Samuel, who called and the Lord began to share his secrets with. The secret things belong, the Bible said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things that belong to us, God reveals. And so God is revealing those things in an incredible way. And so I just bless you right now. In Jesus' name. Hey, James. James S. James S. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And the things that you have gone through seem difficult in the times that you were going through them. But God is now using those things to be profitable. And you are rescuing a whole group of people, street people, panhandlers, people that have lost their way, people that don't have a place to live. And you are ministering to them. And it's just incredible what God is doing in their lives. And Stevana, Stevanna. N-S. Well, it's a beautiful name. Stevana, yes. Yes. The Lord has called. And you have said, how could I possibly do this? Not really me. Because Satan has tried to put your self-worth down. He's tried to intimidate you. And in times past, he has spoken to you about certain things, but because of you, of your hesitancy, or you saying, no, surely not me, I could not do that, then you have allowed those opportunities to pass you by. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Stevana, that opportunities are coming around. Not just other opportunities, but those same opportunities that you felt like you missed are coming back around for you again. And so I just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Ruth M, I declare that God has called you to be a prayer leader. You are a prayer warrior. You're one who makes great progress in the prayer closet. You also play a major supporting role in other people's lives, particularly young people. And so I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. I declare over you, Glenda J., that you have been a faithful prayer warrior and intercessor for a long, long time. And God is bringing you into a major role as a prayer leader. And I see that out of your prayer groups, you're going to begin to mentor many other prayer leaders, where you'll one day have a whole network of women that know how to pray effectually and fervently. And so I bless you right now. Julie QT. I declare in Jesus' name that God has placed you in the music world, that God has placed you in the recording industry, God has placed you in media. I declare that you're a wonderful communicator, and God is working in your life and causing you to be very effective and very, very influential. Very effective and very influential. Christina, you are a great visionary. Christina W., you are a visionary, and God has given you great visions. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are not to discount those visions and dreams that he has given you. And so I just bless you right now. Release all that. Michelle P., I declare in Jesus' name that there's groanings that's going to come out of your spirit, for the hand of God is upon you. And sometimes you feel like I'm making very little progress, not much progress going on in my life. But I declare that things are birthed in your spirit, in our spirit. And some people have never learned they've never learned the value of travail, travailing in prayer. And you have known it before, but God has taken you into the deep places of travail where you actually birth things in the spirit. And I was ministering for a man one time, a pastor one time, and one day while we were praying, he said, "Dale, I want to show you something." And he had about maybe the names of 100 men on a list. And he said, "I have actually birthed every one of these men into the kingdom of God because I would call their name and I would begin to travail in the spirit." We've got to know that travailing's groanings in the spirit. Travailing in the spirit on behalf of someone else can bring about great results, or on behalf of some type of ministry. And so this man birthed a lot of people into the kingdom. My dad, when he went to a pioneer church in Southwest Oklahoma when I was a boy, during those early days, I would hear him praying in the spirit and groaning and praying in tongues, groaning in the spirit. And I know now what he was doing. There was a church that was being birthed out of his spirit. I declare there's some things that God has brought into your life that needs some travail birthing so that he can bring those things to pass, those things that he desires to do. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. I want us to pray in the spirit before I call anybody else's name in prayer. I have other names, but I just sense that we just need to pray in the spirit for a little while. And I get most of my revelation praying in the Holy Ghost. In fact, most of my prayer is praying in the spirit. And if you don't have a prayer language, you can just ask the Lord to baptize you. Somebody says, "Well, I received the Holy Spirit when I got saved, when I came to know Jesus." That's true. You receive God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But I'm talking about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, just ask him. It's a gift. And you say, "Lord, would you baptize me in your sweet Holy Spirit?" And so I just declare in Jesus' name that he is a baptizer. And so I'm just asking him to baptize you, and then he just give you a prayer language. You just pray it along. Kerabrote, Medabatia Serebra Isherebakuta Sikatabrote, Medaba et Sereba Urimi, Ishiku Ribi Ite, Manaba Ando Robosu, Beshiki me etta Aroba Ute, Manda Eribi Sikatabashekabote, Manda Ribasete, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, La Rabu Ribi Isikata Bishe, Masobroute Shikata Roboute. Open our spiritual ears that we may hear, Lord, and our spiritual eyes that we might receive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And believe you for it. Believe you for it. Laura T. I believe I've already given that word to you, right? Yeah, I've given that prophecy to you. I've got a list of names here, people that I'm praying over, I'm praying for. And Mary B. I bless you, Mary B. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying from Daniel chapter 10, it was a long time coming. The promise was true, but it's a long time coming. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And the things that you have been interceding for, believing for, even having other people to agree with you about, is worth waiting for. So in Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Lord. And over you, Brenda Lee B. Brenda Lee B. Yes, yes, yes. And I just hear the Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit calling you out. Calling you out. To come out from the place of hiding, the place of obscurity, the place of hesitancy, calling you out, calling your name and calling you out. And you know, God called Moses out from the backside of the desert, calling you out into that place of significance. And I bless you now in Jesus' name. And over you, Danette L.T., Danette LT. God has given you the ability to communicate, the ability to speak, the ability to meet and converse with different groups of people. And you're an amazing person. How you can minister to so many different camps of people. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Rebecca, I just know that God is at work in you. Rebecca L. B. And you've just got to do what is in your heart. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the words over you that the prophet Nathan said to David, do what is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Do what is in your heart. And sometimes we wrestle with the will of God, but then we just have to realize, hey, I'm doing what God's in my heart. Angie, T-H, woman of tremendous clarity, tremendous joy, and one that confronts situations head on. You will not allow things to ride, things to continue to fester. But you, with your boldness and what God has put in your heart, you move forward, and you're willing to confront people in love concerning the situation that is at hand, the situation that they need to move forward on. And so I declare that God is at work. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every person that has been listening on BPN radio today. Maybe I've not got to call their name, but Lord, you know who they are. And Lord, I just know that as we pray, that you are able to open our ears and open our eyes so that we can see and hear the voice of the Lord. And so I pray for every person that is seeking your will and your plan and your purpose, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you will speak to them and talk to them, and they will know, Lord, that you are at work in their lives, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Remember that these prophetic words have been placed on our website, breakoutradiochurch.com. And these prophetic words are posted. If you just go to the left of the website, breakoutradiochurch.com, and all of these prophetic words for the past several weeks, including today's, of course, will be posted soon. And this broadcast, of course, will be replayed throughout the day. I just love to give prophetic words, knowing that one word from God can change a person's life forever. Remember that the Breakout Prayer Network is supported by people that believe in this ministry. And we are so thankful and grateful for the people that are supporting this network on a monthly basis. If you'd like to be involved, you can just go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click the donate button. And when you click the donate button, you can use your PayPal credit card or debit card. And if you're wanting to make a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And we would appreciate and be grateful for your contribution. Remember that Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. Roy Beard with Discerning the Times, a great prophetic program. What's happening in these current days is on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Roy Beard, 1 at 7 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And we have programming, of course, throughout the day. Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer on at 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And then don't forget, midnight every night, my granddaughter Brittany Greenlee hosts the program Night Watch. Music and prayer and scripture throughout the night. And then, of course, early in the morning, I lead you in an hour of prayer. Well, it's good to have you. Continue listening as we call America to pray.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.